Hi, my name's Brad Young. Welcome to the Better You podcast, the Better You, 52 books a year to a better life. This week, we're looking at book 44, The Path to Victory, Achieving Goals Through Stoic Philosophy. And I do write a lot about Stoic philosophy. And I'll continue to write about Stoic philosophy because Stoic philosophy has very good origins and foundations that can help you to the path to victory. And that's why I put it that way, because, you know, when I researched and outlined the book, you know, I was like, wow, you know, this is a really good plan. And so the thing that people lack in most cases is a plan. You know, they got ideas, but they don't have a plan. You know, they got goals, but they don't have a plan. Well, if you don't have a plan, you don't have anything. You gotta have a plan, you gotta execute that plan. So Stoic philosophy help you do that. So, you know, I start the book off looking at Stoicism, obviously the definition. Look at the, you know, Stoic philosophy in depth. You know, we look at the key figures. You know, you got Zeno, Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius. And so I break them down, go through each of them and you know, give a background, because you need to understand the founders and you know, the origin of Stoic philosophy. It's always important to understand the foundation of something, you know, understand the core principles. You know, you look at wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. I mean, you know, that's solid, you know, because we develop wisdom, we need courage, we need to seek justice, and you got to have temperance. And temperance is going to be probably your hardest one, because, you know, you gain wisdom, courage, and justice sometimes from a lack of temperance. So we look at, you know, the difference between Stoicism and other philosophical schools. And we look at, you know, the modern relevance of Stoicism, which there's a lot. I mean, you know, it's timeless principles, you know. And so we go on to the art of internalizing control, distinguishing what we can and cannot be controlled. And see, this is one of Stoic principles that's one of the hardest to accept. This is what gets in. And, you know, it interferes with your temperance, because people want to control everything. But you got to understand what you can control and what you can't. You know, we've got all kinds of situations going on now that we can't control. You know what? But you can control yourself. And it's, you know, and that's hard. And that's hard for everybody. It's been hard for me. You know, there's a lot of, you know, I've definitely had plenty of self-control issues over time. And, you know, and I laugh about them now, but, it, you know, I gain wisdom from them. You know, I mean, self-control is hard, but you got to be able to distinguish from what you can control and what you can't. And people can't do that. They want to control other people. You know, it's like somebody trying to control you. You know, it's not happening. Then we look at the power of perception and how it shapes reality, you know, and that's something that, you know, I've seen, especially the last few years. The power of perception has completely warped reality. I mean, it is absolutely baffling to me, and I'll never understand it. How the power of perception has shaped reality so much in the modern world. You know, I can understand in ancient times before, but I mean, you know, it's funny. It's just like perception, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, years ago when I was in manufacturing, you know, they would get a perception of somebody if they were standing around talking. They weren't doing something at one point in time, not understanding of what they were really doing. They may have been doing something that, you know, needed to be done. They may be trying to help a teammate. They may be trying. They may have been doing anything, but they were perceived as doing one thing. And so perception is a real problem, you know, and it does warp reality. You know, I mean, it's like I've heard people, I mean, for couple 3 years, man, their perception is not even close to what reality is. I mean, not even close. And you hear all the complaints and all the craziness and stuff, and I can't believe how it warped reality that badly. So the Stoics were onto something, you know. Stoics philosophy, they were really onto something, because, you know, it's crazy how so many people can perceive something and it's not even close to being real, but it's their reality. See, that's the problem. You know, they get led into a perception and then it shapes their reality. So, you know, I put in there some techniques for cultivating inner calm and mental resilience, letting go of external validation. And that's one of the harder things for most people, you know, a lot of people, you know, because they want that external validation. They want that good boy or whatever. Just like I talk to my dog, you know. You know, tell Hank, good boy, you know, he needs that external validation. And so if we think about it that way, you know, I mean, that's what somebody's literally doing. They're like a dog, they're patting you on the back of the head. Good boy, scratching you under the chin, you know, because just to get that like, you know, people don't realize that's what they're doing. You know, they want that external validation, you know, it's like a, you know, it's just like the dating world. Some of these people, man, they'll think they got hundreds of choices, but they do not realize what those choices really are. But they get that external validation from some creepy old man. But, you know, they've got perfectly good suitors that are around them, but they'd rather worry about the perception, the external validation, than what they actually have. It's baffling to me. But, you know, we got to embrace change and uncertainty. And people are not good at that. They do not embrace change. And they definitely don't look at uncertainty. And uncertainty is one of the hardest things to deal with. I mean, because uncertainty, you know, I think people always shoot for whatever's stable and certain, you know, versus uncertainty. And, you know, only the strong can make it through uncertainty. And so then we look at, you know, developing emotional resilience, understanding the roles of emotions and stoicism, strategies for managing stress and anxiety, and practicing self-reflection and mindfulness. And so these are things that, you know, emotional resilience is another difficult task, but it's the path to victory, you know, because you got to be emotionally resilient, you know, and that's where people fail, because their emotions control everything about them. You know, their emotions control everything. Just like me, I get so short-tempered at times, because I hear people saying the craziest nonsense. I mean, it's not even close to being, I mean, not even remotely close. It's just, I've got so intolerant. So I've got to manage that, because I've got to, my emotions go away, because it irritates me, because I've just heard so much for like a decade. It's crazy. I mean, you know, and so I have to work on this, because I just want to snap, because it's unbelievable. And so, you know, I got to build emotional awareness and intelligence. I got to build on this. I got to work on this, because it's hard. Because, you know, a lot of people, I just won't even talk to anyone. I can't stand to hear the truly ignorant things that come out of their mouths. It's unbelievable. And so I've got to become more tolerant. I've got to develop more emotional awareness and be better, you know, because even though it's bizarre and not even close, you know, I got to be more emotionally resilient, because your emotions control you, just like that, just that little bit of irritation. I mean, it's hard. And so, but it happens to people all the time. And, you know, that's where people snap and they do things. That's why they lose, though. That, you know, just like Michael Jordan's famous trash talking. I mean, Michael Jordan, man, I mean, he had just absolutely, well, the absolute best. And he would emotionally just get people so angry and off their game, they'd never get back on track. I mean, it wouldn't take just a couple buckets. And Mike, I mean, it's just funny, you know, just hearing the stories. And I just remember watching him play and seeing, you know, and jaw back and stuff. I mean, he'd get in their head, and I mean, it was over with. They lost it. And that happens all the time. It's happened to me before. I get too many calls or emails and notifications early in the morning. I get moody, and I got to stop that. We got to work on those things. You got to achieve emotional mastery. You got to be in control of yourself. And so when I do an overall good job, this is where I need to work on. But at the same time, I mean, people in general have a whole lot further way to go than I do, because they just live off their emotions. And you can't go from emotion to emotion. You know, you got to have some kind of a path. And so then we start looking at incurring and, you know, encountering adversity. And we'll look at, you know, you got to view challenges as opportunities for growth, because this is where people quit every time. A little adversity hits and you quit. It's easier to quit than it is to keep going. And we've all done it. But we got to look, take steps and use these challenges as opportunities for growth. And that's what I've had to do. You know, I mean, I've had to look at challenges and view them as opportunities to grow and keep going, you know, and understand the importance of it. You know, you got to build courage to face life's obstacles, because life's not easy. Life sucks. Life is hard. But path to victory is straight through there. You know, the path to victory, you know, is beating that. It is being able to view those challenges, opportunities to grow. You know, I mean, it's like even, you know, I like to use, you know, weightlifting and, you know, exercise. But I mean, the thing of it is, it's like when you fail at getting a, you know, like a PR, getting your personal record, you know, you fail. Well, you can either look at it as a challenge, or you can look at it as an opportunity to get better. Okay, you gassed out early. It's like tonight, I gassed out at 2 rounds. Okay, but in the second round, I did 3 plates 43 times. Because I knew I wasn't going to make that to the next round. I mean, I'd already quit. And so I just did almost twice as many to be able to try to offset it. But, you know, at the end of the day, I could have challenged myself and went and growed. I could have did that third hard round, and I didn't do it. You know, I didn't do it. And I did. And the funny thing is, I do way more than most people every single day of my life. But I look at that as a failure, because I didn't push myself. I didn't go. I didn't look at it. But so I see it as an opportunity to grow. You know, next time I'm going to do it. My birthday, I'm going to go back. I'll be 47. I'm going to do 3 full hard rounds, or I'm going to do the 4-minute muscle, which is ridiculously hard. I mean, every 20 seconds, you're throwing another 90 pounds on, and you're doing it 10, 12 times and, you know, going up and stuff, which is much easier than what I'm doing. But when you get to the leg press, it's a whole different ballgame, you know, and I end up finishing that up usually at around 800 plus pounds, doing it like 50 to 60.
You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions, and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
75 times. And so, but there's room to grow. I could always do it 100. I could put more play. There's always room to grow. So, you know, Les Brown talks about that too. I mean, you know, you'll never be perfect. Practice makes better. Practice makes improvement. Practice will never make you perfect. And so you got to look at everything as an opportunity to grow. You know, we got to build courage to face life's obstacles. And when you incur adversity, you got to do it. You got to build courage. You got to be able to face it, because too many people can't even face the obstacles in life. They can't understand the virtue of patience. And I've not been a patient person. I'm really not. I don't have very much patience with people at all. And I've got to work on that. You know, all these things I have to work on. When I write these books, I write them for myself, but then I share them with others. You know, and I went out this year, I published 52 books and got 52 best-selling books. Unfreaking believable, you know. And they're in all these different categories. And so I showed so many different aspects of myself. I mean, anything from philosophy to fitness. I mean, skills training. I mean, you know, project man, all these things. And so, you know, I feel like I didn't get enough done this year, but I mean, that says differently, you know? And so you've got to understand, you know, patience, you know, and I'm, you know, and just like me, I mean, I want to go out and run out and go sell more books, do more speaking and all these things, but I got to be patient. You know, things are going to come, you know, I got to be able to maintain integrity under pressure. That's another virtue. See, a lot of people, they're not doing that, you know, integrity, you know, when pressure comes, they'll cut a corner, you know, pressure comes, they cut a corner. They'll maintain integrity. You know, they don't learn from their failures and setbacks. They're not applying concepts, these concepts to achieve their goals. You know, you can do that. You've got it, but you've got to look at it. You got to remember the path to victory is inside you. You know, the path to victory is what you do. It's how you view your challenges, how you view your opportunities, it's how the courage you in facing life's obstacles. You know what I mean? Because things are going to happen. You know, you're going to lose people and things in your life that you think you can't live without. But you know what? You've got to learn. You got to suck it up, and you got to work. You got to be able to continue to work, because adversity doesn't go away. It gets harder as you get older. And so keep working, you know, and you know, practicing contentment's the next chapter. And this is another difficult one, being content, because it's hard to be content when you're wanting to grow, but the path to victory requires you to be content. Because if you're content and you're happy, you at least have a foundation right there. If you're never happy with anything, you don't have any foundation. You know, there is no finding joy and satisfaction in everyday life. And so you have to do that. You know, I mean, I find satisfaction and joy just watching, you know, my baby Hank. I mean, he's a Dogo Argentino. He's almost 100 pounds. He's, you know, he's a big dog. But I just find so much joy in just seeing how much better he gets every day. You know, I've been working with him in his allergies. I mean, he has a specialized diet. I cook for him every week. I mean, his nannies when I leave. I mean, you know, he's got it. But all I care is about that dog being happy, because I'm giving the best life I can. So I find so much pleasure in spending my time with him. I mean, you know, right now as I'm making this podcast, he's looking at me cross-eyed, want me to go eat a snack and, you know, kind of cut in for the night. But I'm still working, you know, because Dad's still got to get the stuff done. And, you know, I got to get these out before the end of the year. And then we got to have a better plan for the next 52. But as we continue to look at it, you know, I put parts in here about limiting your desires to attain inner peace, balancing ambition with fulfillment. You know, I mean, you know, and that's simple stuff, you know. I mean, you got to balance that ambition with fulfillment and, you know, and give yourself a victory every once in a while. I'm so hard on myself. I mean, I almost never give myself a victory, not a treat, not a nothing, you know. But you got to master the art of acceptance. You know, utilize these concepts to, you know, achieve your goals, you know. Master acceptance, because sometimes we don't want to accept where we are. We don't like it. We don't want to be there, but you know what? We got to accept it. We got to be content with it and then still keep growing, because you're going to keep growing if you can do that. But if you're never, and these are some of my faults, you know, these are some of my faults that I have to work on. So I write these books for me, building strong relationships, you know, applying stoic principles, you know, in personal relationships. Personal relationships are difficult. You know, it's, you know, you want to be compassionate and empathetic, you know, and you want to cultivate trust and respect. You want to practice active listening and communication, and the role of forgiveness and letting go of grudges. And that's a difficult one right there. You know, I mean, it's a difficult one, but I forgive everybody. This is one thing I do good. I don't have grudges. I'm not mad at you. I just, when you're out of my life, you're out of my life. That's it. You know, I can't walk back. I can't go back down the road that I went. You know, people don't seem to understand that, but it's, you know, forgive people, let go of grudges, you know, forget that stuff. but just don't walk back down the same road, you know, because life's short, man. And you got to let go of that stuff because it's not good for you. It only hurts you. And then you can utilize relationship principles to achieve your goals. And then achieving personal excellence. And this is one of my favorite things because, you know, personal excellence is right there in the path to victory because that's setting realistic and meaningful goals. Because if it's not meaningful and it's not realistic, you're not going to be able to have any small victories. You know, you can set gigantic goals and you need to, but get some realistic and meaningful goals. You know, I mean, it's like, man, I got to do a 24-hour race this year. I've already did a few 4x4x48s, which are, you know, 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours, which are just absolutely exhausting because you're not sleeping. You know, you're running 4 miles every 4 hours for two straight days and you're doing it at night. But, you know, you got to set realistic and meaningful goals. I want to do a 24-hour race. I want to do the 4x4x48 the West Coast this year. I like it on the West Coast. It's nice people. You know, I enjoy being around it. You know, it's nice. But we got to apply discipline, self-control, and we got to look at the role of self-improvement and continuous learning, you know, and personal excellence. Personal excellence is your personal excellence. Everybody's got a different definition. You know, personal excellence is different to everybody. You know, I mean, a lot of people are simple. You know, their personal excellence is a certain standard, and that's it. Good deal. Nothing against that. That's your personal excellence. But you need to make sure that you're doing your personal excellence, not somebody else's, and you're achieving, you're working towards it, because that's the path to victory. And then leading with Stoic principles. You know, we look at Stoic views on leadership, power of leading by example, making decisions based on virtue and wisdom, cultivating humility and confidence. Humility is something that, you know, people do not seem to have. They're not humble in any way. I mean, it's like, internet age, everybody acts like they're the greatest everything, and they're not, you know, there's nothing humble about them. But building a positive and productive environment, applying stoic leaderships to achieve your goals, definitely. You know, you look at stoic leadership problems, concepts, achieve your goals, and that's the path to victory. That is the path to victory. And then, you know, the last couple of things we look at is going to be cultivating a stoic mindset. I give some daily practices, the importance of meditation and reflection. That's what I got to get ready to do. It's a snack. And I've got to do that. I've got to journaling. I've got to actually write down what I've did today, what's happened, you know, good, bad, ugly, so I can, you know, improve it tomorrow. When I wake up, I get moving. I start doing things. I'll go back and read over that before I start my day. I may not look at it right immediately, but I get it and I look at it before I start my day. And I got to continue to, you know, to practice this, and this will help you. And then the last thing in the road, in the path to victory, is embracing the journey towards your victory. And it's something that I talked to a young man about several times a week. And I mean, he's a very good influence. I got a young friend of mine. He is a very positive person. He's going to do some great things, and, you know, and send me videos all the time, and people don't realize the power of just that thought, that sending that and that video, because he is embracing the journey, because victory without the journey is nothing. You know, if you just win by default, you didn't win anything. You just won by default, you know? And so we got to look at perseverance, learning from your setbacks. You know, you got to recognize life as a continuous journey. And so I'm going to end with that. But I mean, when we look at this path to victory, I mean, it is really straightforward. You got to internalize control, develop emotional resilience, understand the ethics and how to encounter adversity and win, how to view opportunities, but view challenges as opportunities and growth. I mean, practice being content, building strong relationships, achieving personal excellence, leading with stoic principles. I mean, lead by example, you know, make decisions based on virtue and wisdom, not your emotions. Cultivating a stoic mindset and then embracing the journey. I mean, that is, you know, that I love ending with that, because when you embrace the journey, you embrace it. You understand what it is. You know, somebody talked to me about that a few years ago, you know, but what would your life be without that? You know, and I was talking about something that was bad that happened. I was something terrible. But what would it be? You know, it's part of the journey. You know, that's where we get our wisdom. We learn what we will and won't do. That's, you know, that's when we cut people out too. I mean, that's, you know, but, you know, that's wisdom. You know, you got to understand how to do that. But anyway, I've really enjoyed this. I've went a little bit over on the path to victory, but I mean, you know, enjoy that path to victory because, I mean, when you achieve your goals through Stoic philosophy and you run through that path to victory, it's so satisfying. Well, thank you for listening. This is the Better You podcast, the Better You 52 books a year to a better life. My name's Brad Young. Thanks. Have a good day.